But the nightmare of Dorian is far from over in the Bahamas, where its damage has been catastrophic. Joining us now is Jason Neil Roberts. He's a resident of Sandy Point on Great Abaco Island. Jason, thank you for speaking with us. The island you live on was ravaged by this storm, but I see you writing on Facebook that your home was spared the brunt of Dorian's wrath. Is that right?
That is correct. We were spared the brunt of its wrath because we were in the tropical storm winds. But it is often said that storms of this magnitude, they carry tornadoes with them. My wife and I were going through a regular routine change of oil in our generator when we just heard horrific noises as if a 747 was about to take off. And she started to complain about pressure being in her ears, and she didn't know why it was happening. And I just realized that, listen, we're about to be hit by a tornado. And I told her to run into the house, and as she ran and I ran behind, I screamed for everyone, including my mother-in-law and children, to come down the stairs as quick as possible. We were in the hallway, and about, just like bombs were going off, like five bombs went off. And 10 seconds later, I went to the outside of my house, and it was like total savagery. Neighbors to the left, to the right, and to the front of me, their roofs were shredded. And one of my vehicles, it's in the front of my yard. It's like someone propelled a rocket into it. It was just mashed real bad.
But your family is safe?
My family is safe. And it's just dealing post-Dorian issues, because persons who are from the disaster zone area, the island that was most severely hit, they're homeless now. And a lot of them are migrating this way. Because this is the only airport that is usable at the time, because the airport in Marshab, where the storm reaped some of the most severe damage, that is still not usable due to flooding. And this small town that hosts about 500 people, all of a sudden it grew to like 2,000 people. And so, we were faced with security issues, and the police were not ready, because we have a small police unit here in this town. And so there were many different issues that we were faced and plagued with. I had to host about 50 persons at my church last night in the hall. We had to provide sheets and try to provide fooding for them. And, I was just being so sympathetic and apologetic that I could not do more. But they were so grateful and simply said, "We're just so happy to have a roof above our head."
Well, and I understand that you are a Baptist minister. How is your faith holding up through all of this, and the faith of the people who you shepherd?
Well, I always look at even the worst moments in life as an opportunity to have a teachable moment in it. And, for me, it's very humbling. And, I try to project the message through this is that, storms come and sometimes life becomes shredded. But, God is there with us. And, and if your faith is intact, you'll make it stronger and better than you ever was.
And yet I've seen some of the pictures that you've taken from the island. The human toll is horrifying. You've seen it with your own eyes.
Oh, my Lord. The human toll is horrifying, and the death toll continues to rise. When the final toll is given, this is going to go down as one of probably the most horrific event probably within our country's history, and probably on this side of the hemisphere.
Jason Neil Roberts lives on Great Abaco Island, just absolutely devastated by Hurricane Dorian. Jason, thanks for your time, and best of luck to you and to your neighbors.
Thank you very much. God bless you.